TBZ warns of massive job losses if tobacco fuel passes. In international news, bodies in mass graves came from hospital morgue, police finds. In sports news, World's Top Sporting Tribunal confirms Senegal has lodged AFCON appeal.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Sui Lanjimulenga. Barroso lawmaker and 2026 presidential aspirant Brian Mondubile has expressed that he fears nothing after being summoned for investigations at the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Lusaka. He confirmed his safe arrival at the ACC headquarters, stating that he remains calm, focused and respectful of the investigative process. Mr. Mondubile emphasized the importance of transparency in the investigations as a fundamental aspect of upholding the rule of law. As of press time, he was still at the ACC offices. In a separate development, the Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has warned that the proposed bill targeting the tobacco industry could trigger widespread job losses and economic disruption if enacted in its current form. TBZ Board Chairperson Crispin Simwanza says the legislation threatens the livelihoods of thousands of farmers and millions of Zambians who depend on the sector. Mr. Mwanza noted that the tobacco industry currently supports about 45,000 farmers, with an estimated 1.5 million people benefiting from either directly or indirectly. He revealed that the proposed bill has already sparked concern among farmers, particularly in Central Province. He noted that in Chankomo alone, over 9,700 farmers have reportedly expressed intentions to protest. Simwanza argued that the bill places disproportionate emphasis on the health risks of tobacco while overlooking other industries that also contribute to public health challenges but face less stringent regulations.
The tobacco industry also.
He further warned that key facilities could be severely affected, including the Kabwe processing plant, which employs more than 500 workers, as well as Lusaka-based operations such as Tombwe and Alliance One Zambia. The companies are key contributors to the national economy and are targeting an annual production of about 120 million kilograms of tobacco, an output that may not be achievable under the proposed tobacco bill. Addressing environmental concerns, Simwanza highlighted the industry's reforestation initiatives, including the distribution of over 40 million tree seedlings this year in eastern and northwestern provinces. He also pointed to ongoing investments in plantation development by international firms operating in the Zambia tobacco industry. In a separate development, opposition Liberty Democratic Party, LDP, is concerned over the growing division in the country as a result of tribalism and religionalism. speaking after her appointment as Chief of Staff for One Zambia Alliance, WOZA Fourth Republic, party leader Sylvia Nawa stressed the urgent need to overcome the division and rekindle the unity that defined Zambia during its independence struggle. Ms. Nawa strongly advocated for the adoption of the motto, One Zambia, One Nation, to promote inclusiveness and solidarity among all Zambian citizens. Ms. Nawa also called for an end to all forms of discrimination, urging Zambians to embrace love, understanding and empathy towards one's challenges. Her message is a call to all citizens to prioritize national unity and social cohesion above tribal and regional affiliations. The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, has announced a transformative initiative to establish a fast-track court at the Lusaka Boma. This court aims to enhance efficiency, reduce case backlogs, and ensure timely justice in matters related to social security compliance. The development was revealed during a meeting between NAPSA and the National Persecution Authority, NPA, where both Kwasi government departments reaffirmed their strong partnerships in safeguarding social security and justice. NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa described the establishment of a fast-track court as a milestone initiative in tackling case backlogs and enforcing social security compliance. He further expressed gratitude to Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, for the continued support, noting that the prosecutional mandate under the National Pension Scheme Act is exercised through delegated authority from the DPP. Meanwhile, DPP Gilbert Peary commended NAPSA's vigilance in protecting workers' futures and emphasized that pension-related offences are not mere technical breaches but violations that erode the dignity of labour and livelihoods. He stressed the importance of decisive enforcement and outlined key areas for deepening collaborations, including early prosecutorial engagement, capacity building, and strategic prosecution to deter violations. Both institutions reaffirmed their commitment to integrity, fairness, transparency, and accountability. They also praised ongoing capacity building initiatives, such as the annual Prosecutors Conference, which continued to strengthen professionalism across the justice system. The meeting concluded with a call for continued dialogue and cooperation, ensuring the partnership between NAPSA and the NPA remains impactful in protecting the integrity of national institutions and safeguarding the livelihoods of citizens. In international news, Spain's foreign minister met with Algerian counterpart on Thursday, during which they discussed the possibility of Algiers increasing its supply of natural gas to the European nation. The visit by Spain's top diplomat to Algeria comes as the Iran conflict upends energy markets, heating supplies and increasing price volatility, leaving the countries to look elsewhere for their gas. The Spanish foreign minister said Madrid and Algiers agreed to strengthen their strategic partnership in the field of energy. Spanish gas grid operator Anajas says Algerian gas made up more than 29% of the country's total imports in the first 2 months of the year. Spain is linked to Algeria by a gas pipeline called Medgas, which is operating at full capacity, but which experts say could be increased. In the face of disruptions caused by the conflict in the Middle East, other countries are also asking Algeria for more gas. Still in international news, at least 33 bodies exhumed from a mass grave in western Kenya were transferred from a hospital morgue, police said on Thursday. The bodies were exhumed on Wednesday in the town of Kericho. At least 25 children are among those pulled from the mass grave at a church-owned cemetery. We were able to establish that these were bodies transferred from Nyamira District Hospital to a private cemetery in Kericho, Muhammad Amin, the head of the Directorate of Criminal Investigations, told reporters. Homicide detectives exhumed 33 bodies, 8 adults and 25 children, including fetuses. The dismembered body parts packed in gurney bags, according to authorities. Amin said detectives wanted to find out whether the bodies were disposed legally after being removed from a morgue. Under Kenyan law, hospitals and morgues are required to dispose bodies that are unclaimed for more than 14 days. The process requires authorization by court order. The world's top sporting tribunal on Thursday confirmed that Senegal has lodged an appeal against the Confederation of African Football's decision to strip it of its 2025 AFCON title. We'll take a short break and return shortly with the sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.